Apple, yes, the company that makes iPhones and MacBooks, just launched their own high-yield savings account. But is it worth it? And what do you need to know before you go sign up for that savings account with Apple? Let's talk about that real quick. On April 17th, 2023, Apple said, starting today, Apple Card users can choose to grow their daily cash rewards with a savings account from Goldman Sachs, which offers a high-yield APY annual percentage yield of 4.15%, a rate that's more than 10 times the national average. With no fees, no minimum deposits, and no minimum balance requirements, users can easily set up and manage their savings account directly from Apple Card and Wallet. So right off the bat, the 4.15% APY is pretty good. It's right up there with Ally Bank. It's right up there with SoFi, Synchrony, Lending Club, just to name a few. It's not up there in that 4.5 to 4.8, 4.9% range with banks like CIT Bank, UFB Direct, Basque Bank, just to name a few of those, but it is pretty competitive among some of your more popular banks like SoFi again and Lending Club, as well as Synchrony, even Marcus, which is actually by Goldman Sachs as well. So let's go over the basics. Who can open an Apple high yield savings account? Well, you have to be at least 18 years old. You do have to be an owner or co-owner of an Apple Card. As defined in the Apple Card customer agreement, Apple Card is a credit card. Okay, folks, I actually do not own a credit card. I haven't owned one for about 3 to 4 years, even though my credit score is like a 750. That's another story for another day. But one of the requirements is that you have to have an Apple credit card. That's going to be something that you're going to have to be qualified for as well. So if you are able to qualify for an Apple credit card, then you are on your way to getting that Apple high yield savings account. Now, some other requirements that you have to meet in order to open this high yield savings account with Apple is that your Apple card has to be in good standing. You have to have a social security number or individual taxpayer identification number, and you also have to have a street address in the U.S., the territories of Puerto Rico or United States Virgin Islands, or a U.S. military base or U.S. embassy. So basically, if you already have a U.S.-based bank that you do your checking and or savings with, then it's likely, probably, that you'll also meet that street address qualification to have this Apple high-yield savings account. Now, how does this Apple high-yield savings account exactly work? First, you'll need to know about something that we talked about earlier, something called daily cash. What is daily cash? When you buy something with that Apple card, that Apple credit card, you get a percentage of your purchase back in something called daily cash. Maybe it's 1% of what you purchased, 2%, or 3% of what you purchased. Now, there is no limit to how much daily cash you can get. And prior to the high yield savings account, my understanding is that daily cash would automatically go to your Apple Cash account. Now that we better understand what daily cash is, let's talk about exactly how you're going to open this savings account with Apple. I'll put a link in the description for a link that's going to walk you through these steps. But basically, you're going to get your iPhone, open the wallet app, and tap Apple Card. Then you're going to tap the More button, the icon with the three dots and the circle around it. Then you'll tap Daily Cash. Next, you're going to tap Setup next to Savings, then follow the on-screen instructions. When opening Savings, you'll be asked if you want to transfer funds from your Apple Cash balance to your new account to start earning interest on that money. If you don't want to transfer your Apple Cash balance, just tap the close button. Now, if you do want to transfer funds, go ahead and tap transfer your Apple Cash and follow the on-screen instructions. Once a savings account is set up, all future daily cash earned by the user will be automatically deposited into the account. So once your savings account is fully set up, all future daily cash earned by you will automatically be deposited into your Apple high yield savings account. Now, if for some reason you do not want that daily cash to go to your savings account, you can actually change the destination of that daily cash at any time. So if you just feel like you don't want to use that high yield savings account, then the money would essentially sit as cash, not earning any interest. I'm not sure why anyone would want to do that, but that is an option for those of you who do not want your daily cash to be transferred to your savings account. Now, something cool that I did find out is that you can actually build that high yield savings account even more by linking a bank account, an outside bank account, and transferring funds into your Apple high yield savings account, or you can just continue to transfer Apple Cash into that account as well. As I previously mentioned, folks, there are no fees, no minimum opening balance requirements, and no ongoing minimum balance requirements either. Now, these are three important important features of high yield savings accounts that I really do like, because it's a great perk to be able to just save money, build wealth, and try to build up even an emergency fund if you don't already have one, and not have to worry about monthly fees or having to maintain a certain balance, or you'll get penalized or you'll have a fee just because you might not meet a threshold. The fact that Apple is offering these features is really, really good and is a really great perk to have with your high yield savings account. Now, even though there's basically no fees associated with this account, it's really important that you understand there is a maximum deposit limit. As stated in Apple's terms, the maximum balance for your account is $250,000. We will include any funds deposited into your account, but not interest or daily cash you've earned when determining the maximum balance limit. So that's cool that they're not going to count in that $250,000 maximum limit the interest that you earned or the daily cash that you earned as part of that $250,000. But the maximum amount that you yourself will be able to deposit into that account is going to be $250,000. Apple says that users will have access to an easy-to-use savings dashboard in Wallet where they can conveniently track their account balance and interest earned over time. I fully expect this to be a great user experience. The user interface with Apple is so simple, so great, easy to use, and I do expect it to be very user friendly when you're trying to navigate through to see your balance and how much interest you've earned from your savings account. Apple also confirms that users will be able to withdraw funds at any time through the savings dashboard by transferring that money to a linked bank account or to your Apple Cash Card with no fee. So transferring money from that Apple high yield savings account to your personal checking account, there will be no fees. That's a pretty great perk to have. In case you're wondering, interest does compound daily with the Apple high yield savings account and will be paid out monthly. Now, an important subject that I do want to cover is when you transfer money from your linked bank account through ACH. Apple says that you may deposit or withdraw funds from your account through an ACH transfer into or from a linked external account. We may place limits on the amount of funds transferred based on total dollar amount or frequency, and will disclose such limits to you at the time you schedule your ACH transfer. So that just basically means that you might have limits that will be applied to you when you try to do these transfers. Now, one thing important that I do see in the terms is that when you do initiate a transfer through the Apple Wallet from a linked external account, that can take generally about 5 business days. I'm actually seeing this with some other banks as well that offer these high yield savings account. When you try to initiate a transfer using the savings account that you have that's going to request that money from that linked bank account, it can take some time. But one thing that I've learned with our high yield savings account is that setting up the ACH transfer to initiate from my personal checking account and just sending the money from there straight to my high yield savings account. And it usually takes maybe a day or two to see that money processed into that high yield savings account that I currently have. So that's just something to think about when you're doing these transfers. Initiating that transfer from the savings account with Apple could take a long time, and it might be faster to initiate that transfer directly from the account that's going to be funding that Apple high yield savings account. Now, in case you're wondering about how FDIC insurance works with this Apple high yield savings account, well, Apple is not a financial institution, obviously. So the Apple high yield savings account is actually going to be provided by Goldman Sachs Bank, which is an FDIC member. And in case you don't know, the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, insures deposits up to the standard maximum deposit insurance amount, which is $250,000 currently per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, and per ownership category. So if you're paying attention, Apple and Goldman Sachs has basically said that you're going to be able to deposit a maximum of $250,000. So that's the pretty much the FDIC insurance limit that you yourself will be able to contribute to this high yield savings account. I'm pretty sure that's not a coincidence. It's just a standard deposit insurance amount that you would be able to get in case anything were to happen to Goldman Sachs or your savings account. So who is this Apple high yield savings account for? Well, Personally, I'll tell you it's not for me because I do not plan to get an Apple credit card. But if you are someone who's already using an Apple credit card, you're already in the Apple ecosystem, you have an iPhone, you have a MacBook, you already use Apple Pay for a lot of what you do, then it makes sense to go ahead and open this 4.15% APY high yield savings account with Apple. I do like it for my younger folks who are looking to start building wealth and trying to build their credit scores. Obviously, this is something that I don't say lightly because it can be a very dangerous game when you're using credit to pay for things that you might not be able to otherwise pay cash for. So one of the big things that I always say for anyone who comes to me and says, hey, I really want to open a credit card. What should I do? How should I use it? Try to use that credit card for some kind of recurring bill, like a cell phone bill or your internet bill or some kind of utility bill at home, and just let that be all that it pays for. You don't have to go and spend $2,000 on your credit card not knowing how you're going to be able to pay that balance off. And you don't want to be one of those people that continues to have a balance that you're going to carry each month and trying to pay down month to month to month. So if I was someone who's already in the Apple ecosystem and using the Apple credit card, then I would definitely look into opening a high yield savings account with Apple. It just makes sense because I'll be able to get that 4.15% APY. That's pretty much competitive with a lot of these other high yield savings accounts out there. And you'll also be able to benefit from having that 1%, 2%, 3% cash back that's going to go straight to that savings account. That's again going to be earning interest and going to be compounding and earning more money for you. Now, if you did try to open that high yield savings account with Apple, but you were denied, or if you tried to open a high yield savings account at another bank, but were denied, well, I talk about the reasons why you might be denied and what you can do about it in the video on the screen. Click on it and I'll see you over there. Peace.